All right, break's over. Get your lazy asses back to the face. We want another block by sunset.
The slaves shuffled off toward the bare rock face of the quarry, joining other slaves already edging blocks and driving in wedges with heavy sledgehammers. The newcomers had been chained in pairs, Mad Dog with Cooler, Snake with Digger. The odd man out, Scarface, was paired with an old slave called Bo, probably with the notion that the white hair would help slow down any possible trouble from the huge, burly canny. Dragging the length of chain between his legs, Scarface picked up a sledgehammer from a line of them and moved to a nearly finished block. Bo placed the wedge in the thin crack outlining the stone, then Scarface swung the sledgehammer, driving the steel wedge deep into the surrounding stone. Bo placed another wedge into position, and the canny shifted his stance, pausing to spit on his hands to get a better grip.
"Keep working!"
The overseer flicked the tip of a bullwhip lightly across the man's wide shoulders. Scarface didn't flinch at the contact. He merely grunted. As the overseer moved on to harass another, Scarface and Bo stepped into the cool shadows under an overhang created by the removal of a block. The rest of the crew was already there. Their whole shift had received a beating for making the mistake of undercutting the face, but it had been worth the pain. The recess gave them a spot on the floor where they could be out of sight for minutes at a time, sometimes more. Scarface turned to the rest of his chained crew.
"We can't take much more of this. They feed us crap and work us like dogs. A couple more days of this and we'll be too weak to even try and escape."
"Good thing about the accident."
Bo shivered, but Scarface agreed. A slave had fallen between a moving stone block and the wall, getting crushed to death. The overseers wanted nothing to do with cleaning the mess, any more than the slaves did. However, Scarface and his crew walked to the front of the line and offered to do it, if they could have bigger water rations. Laughing contemptuously, the overseers whipped them to the task, which was exactly what the cannies wanted in the first place. The dead slave was in such bad shape, nobody noticed the body was missing an arm and a leg when he was buried. Cooler and Mad Dog wanted to cook the limbs, but the smell would have tipped off the guards, so they were forced to eat the flesh raw. The food fueled them with new strength, but they wisely continued to drag their feet like all the other starving slaves, and struggled to do work that was easy for them. Even Bo had eaten the forbidden food. He got horribly ill afterward, but ate again next time and kept it down.
"We need a plan, and to choose just the right moment."
Snake nodded.
"Aye, we won't get a second chance. We fail, we die."
Digger licked the sweat off his arms. He made a face, but kept at it. The salt kept you strong during such hard work. That was all that mattered. Only strength would give them a chance for freedom.
"So how about now? Right fucking now?"
Sitting on the ground, Bo perked up his head.
"In broad daylight?"
"Say the word and we follow."
Scarface grunted, hoisting the sledgehammer.
"Yeah, you know what I gotta do."
Mad Dog nodded.
"I'll pay the price to get us out of here. Just do it fast."
Digger and Snake took the man's arms, holding him motionless, while Cooler stuffed the man's mouth with a shirt. Scarface swung the sledgehammer. The lump of steel slammed onto Mad Dog's foot, crushing it flat, the bones completely pulverized. His eyes wide with pain, the canny wildly fought to get loose. Then Bo slammed a rock onto his head, and the man went still. Snake slid the shackles off Mad Dog's soft foot.
"You're free, but how does that help the rest of us?"
"Don't help you at all."
The decapitated corpse trembled and fell to the ground. Scarface then crushed the dead man's foot, and he was free. Swinging the length of iron chain, Scarface gauged its weight and reach. When satisfied, the two men walked from the hole side by side, as if shackled together. Moving across the cutting floor, the men shuffled along like good slaves to the sentry shack at the foot of the spiraling ramp. The one-room shack was located on a ledge above the floor, the only access a ladder the overseers drew inside. Snake leaned against one of the support posts, and Scarface climbed up to the man. Cresting the deck, Scarface looked about to make sure the coast was clear, then wiggled onto the platform. On the ground, Snake went behind the latrine and waited. Sliding behind the shack, where he was out of sight from the rest of the quarry, Scarface put an ear to the wall of the shack and listened. Muffled sounds could be heard, but those might be anything. 10 sec men talking business, or 2 just telling jokes. Going to the window, he peeked inside and smiled. A naked slave was face down on a table, one sec man pumping at her face, the other thrusting between her legs. Easing to the door, Scarface wrapped the iron chains around his right fist and quietly entered. Grunting and laughing, neither Sekman noticed the presence of the sweaty slave until he was upon them. Scarface slammed the nearest man with the fist weighted with iron. The overseer's face caved in, pinkish brains smearing over the canny's armored hand. The other cried out and pulled himself free to reach for his blaster, but his pants were down around his ankles, the folds of cloth tangling around the wheel gun. Scarface tipped over the table, tumbling the girl onto the Sekman. They both fell to the floor in a tangle of naked limbs. Rushing forward, the canny wrapped the chain around the neck of the blue shirt and pulled it tight. The sec man gasped for air, punching weakly at the massive arms of the cold heart, his struggles growing weaker by the second. Finally, he resorted to clawing at the canny with his nails, raking bloody furrows into the tan skin. Annoyed, Scarface jerked the chain once, and the sec man toppled over, his eyes distended and hanging loose on limp white stalks of slimy ganglia.
Who are you?
The girl drew her rags protectively closer.
Just an escaped slave.
Scarface stripped one corpse and then the other. Their clothes were ridiculously small for the giant, but he draped a gun belt over his shoulder as a bandolier and checked the load in the wheel gun. It was clean and serviceable. The girl rushed forward to hug the killer.
Thank you. Oh, the things they did to me. I'll never feel clean again.
Not a problem.
Scarface took her head in both hands as if about to bestow a loving kiss. Her neck bones snapped, and the dead girl slumped to the floor on top of the bleeding overseers. A peg on the wall held a ring of keys, and Scarface easily found the one that unlocked his chains. Wrapping the spare blaster in the two uniforms, he opened the door of the shed and looked outside. Slaves were working in the quarry, the overseers watching the slaves, but not one another. The fools. Beyond the quarry, he could see green trees, and rising above those was the dish, the shiny bowl dominating the valley. Scarface looked again, wondering why it had caught his attention. Then he saw the machine was moving, rotating slowly. Curious. Some sort of radio, that much he knew. But who were the whitecoats talking to? Crawling to the edge of the platform, Scarface dropped the bundle to Snake. Rummaging through a small bookcase in the corner, he found a pack of cigarettes, matches, a knife, a whistle, and a pistol with a signal flare inside. There was also a lever-action long blaster of a type he was unfamiliar with, and a shotgun, both with extra shells sewn into loops along their straps. Mighty useful indeed. There was movement at the door, and he spun with the blaster ready. Scarface relaxed as the rest of his crew came inside the shack and closed the door. Snake and Cooler were dressed as overseers. Mad Dog was pale and dripping sweat, but held on to Digger and stayed upright.
Now what?
Scarface passed over the shotgun.
Gotta get us some transport for Mad Dog. Ain't leaving him behind.
Cooler tested the edge on the knife.
We steal a wag, they follow us forever, and they got some machines like I never seen.
That doesn't matter. Nobody can track us if they think we're already dead.
Dead? Not just us. You mean everybody is dead.
Exactly.
Working the lever on the long blaster, Scarface inspected the round, then inserted it into the side port of the breech. He gestured at the dead girl.
Help yourselves to the meat, but don't stuff your bellies. We'll have to move fast when the chance comes.
A sec man in a crisp blue shirt drove a shiny, clean Hummer down the spiral ramp and onto the cutting floor. A sec man at the sentry post waved as he passed by. Rolling through the slaves, coming very close to a few and making them jump, the driver slowed to a halt near the runoff pool. Sitting before a small wooden shack was an overseer armed with an AK-47. He rose and walked to the wag.
About time you showed. I was about to start giving out the dynamite and have the slaves whack it with hammers to set it off.